Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center has issued its annual invitation for input from pork sector stakeholders to help guide the development of SHIC's 2026 plan of work. First of all, what is the purpose of the annual redevelopment of SHIC's plan of work? What are the steps and what are the time frames?
The Swine Health Information usually annually solicits input for its plan of work, and the plan of work really is our guidance for activities for that particular year. And so we build our plan of work around our existing strategic priorities, and then also we go out and seek additional input from industry stakeholders to really help us, again, guide activities and hone in focus of different swine diseases or emerging disease issues that we can focus our time and efforts on. Also, we usually start this process in the fall and then continue through the winter, finalizing the plan of work before the subsequent coming year.
Who is responsible for overseeing the process of updating the plan of work?
Our executive director, Dr. Megan Niederwerder, and myself are really responsible for overseeing this. However, we also work very closely with our board of directors who actually approve the plan of work, and we also receive additional input from SHIC's working groups.
In developing the plan, what are the main priorities and why?
Our plan of work really is guided by our five strategic pillars, and they include improving swine health information, monitoring and mitigating risk to swine health, responding to emerging disease, surveillance and discovery of emerging disease, and our swine disease matrices. All of these priorities and input are covered under those five different strategic pillars, and those are what help us guide our activities for the year.
Who is invited to provide input, and what types of input are being sought and why?
We encourage all stakeholders who are interested in the work of SHIC and the industry to help provide input. And so that it can include producers, veterinarians, allied industry folks, even state and federal animal health officials. Because again, we're really focused on what can we do to mitigate and respond to emerging disease issues. And so we have different ways that people can participate, some of which are through listening sessions, but we also have a link on our website that people can go and provide input into that survey. And we do this because, again, we want to receive stakeholder input and guidance as we help develop and address industry needs for swine health.
How is the information gathered through this process actually applied to the plan of work?
When we visit with stakeholders in our various ways through listening sessions and even the survey, we will compile that information together and develop a draft document that really assesses what are things that we can do that bring producers value and also benefits for swine health and prevention of diseases. And so once we gather the information, we'll develop that into a draft document and further share that with our working groups, as well as our board of directors for final approval.
How much room is there for flexibility in the development and execution of the plan? Just how important is the ability to be flexible and why?
Having flexibility is absolutely critical. And while we work off of our five strategic pillars, with emerging diseases, it's oftentimes very hard to determine when and where a disease will hit. And because SHIC was founded off of an unexpected emerging disease, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, if such a pathogen is detected, we want to be able to have that flexibility to pivot and address those needs immediately. And so, for example, last year we did not have influenza H5N1 on our list of priorities. When it emerged in the spring, it became something of focus, and the flexibility that CHIC has, it allows us to pivot and utilize funds towards a research program specifically addressing H5N1.
How can anyone interested get more information or provide input?
There is a survey link in our September Swine Health Information Center newsletter, so input can be received that way, but also by contacting Dr. Niederwörter or myself directly.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this year's plan of work, including our priorities and even key research coming out of our plan of work, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.